Hello, this is Carrie, and I'm a lot calmer than I have been in the past. It is July 2023. I just learned yesterday that there is an upcoming USPS Board of Governors meeting set for August 8th. Now, if you go on to USPS.com at the bottom and you click press releases or whatever, that's where you could get the information and sign on and log in to be a speaking guest. I never tried to do that. I'm not going to after listening to Frank Albergo's experience. He's with, you know, he's a postal police officer taking off a patrol August 2020. So when I was off work, I just happened to be off in May when, May is a big month at the post office as far as, Board of Governors meeting, but oversight was also questioning DeJoy. I don't know if they got all of their information back. So if you are going to register to speak, you know, Frank had a problem at that time. And if you look up Frank Albergo on LinkedIn and YouTube, you'll see that the postal police were taken off of patrol the same month that report came out. If you Google USPS OIG and the word key, you'll come across one report. The other one is USPS OIG non-space delivered. And those two reports have been changed from, you know, years ago when they were created. You can't really tell when unless you know how to go onto archive.org and look at the last time a web page was updated. But anyway, I'm a lot calmer now because that's what I traced my stress coming from, all these attacks on the letter carriers. I found the source. So now that I have the source, I couldn't really work without knowing what was going on. How come all of a sudden the callers into 1-800 were, I mean, once this one lady, once you lose your identity, once it's stolen, this lady said, so I got a P.O. box. I used it for 5 years. Finally just canceled that, went back to my normal address, and my identity theft started all over again. So this is no laughing matter that Postmaster Louis DeJoy, if you look at my website, N for new, N, that's N, before you put in USPS.com. So N, USPS.com, forwards to this old rickety, you know, click and drag website I've had for years. It used to, there is the original page on there. If you look at NUSPS, the original site, it used to be a bunch of tips. And so now it's basically, if there's a documentarian out there, I mean, or if somebody wants to speak August 8th, there are so many points you could just click on, delve into, like Mary Poppins, and you will be a DeJoy information specialist. I don't have a lot of those articles yet. You know, I do need to add a whole section on newspaper articles because, you know, conflict of interest. I need to look up the original, the plan from 2015, the five-year plan that was Delivering for America that was signed off by the previous postmaster, Megan Brennan. And that's how I actually got into the call center, basically, Megan Brennan's secretary, when I wanted to know Megan Brennan's actual email address, because when you have it set up at USPS, it could be a few different ways. And so I found an article. She had so little information on her. She was a letter carrier, then went to school, and then became Postmaster General. Gosh, that would be a great interview. Interview previous Postmaster Generals and ask them all how come the blue collection box or the master key issue was never addressed. Okay, August 2020, it says basically the thugs learned master keys, there's no control, there's no cap on the amount that can be ordered. They're basically easy to get. Everybody knows if you're going to jump a carrier, you know, any employee employed anywhere is given the advice, you know, not to fight back, it's not worth your life. So once a key is obtained, like the zip codes that I recorded when I was a carrier, when I went to empty collection boxes after a 3-day holiday and they were totally empty and I verified yes or no, no one was sent to do my job. I reported those, this has been going on for decades and none of the previous postmaster generals came out. I'm guessing that Tammy Whitcomb, who is the at the Officer of Inspector General, she must have initiated that report, unless it was Dave Williams that went from OIG for decades, you know, in all these federal departments, and then now he's, I guess, in operations at USPS. How come this blue collection box issue was never, ever addressed? Okay, that said, we just learned in the previous podcast here that the locks, that will take years. Well, if there is a company affiliated with these new locks that are, hopefully they're going to take the fingerprint of the carrier that's delivering to these now compromised, many are compromised, zip codes. I answer the phone at 800 and they come in from all across the U.S. And just like COVID, remember when it started, it just sounded like it was unreal, like it was made up. And little by little, there were pockets that would call in that just thought it was fake news. And there were pockets, just like there are. I mean, my brother in New Jersey has perfect, his mail service is perfect. San Diego County has really good mail service. So whatever San Diego is doing, maybe just follow suit. That's what I would do, is find the best operating post offices and clone those. But DeJoy is cutting from the bottom instead of the top down. He's cutting from the bottom. And he just said 6 months ago, he told Government Executive Magazine he doesn't know what he's doing. That was 6 months ago. And he doesn't put anything in writing because that's the MO, right? Once you put something in writing, then there's accountability. Even changing of reports. I guess Federal Register, when that gets changed, it's documented. But who looks at everything that gets changed on the Federal Register? Things have disappeared off of the website. Things have disappeared off of YouTube. Where is USPS history going as well? So I have so many questions, but all of my questions personally, I am posting to N, like Nancy, USPS.com. This is not a news website. I am still investigating the background on Postmaster Louis DeJoy, who never had a proper background investigation. And that's what I used to do for a living in the private sector. Well, I used to delve into the background of senior management and engineers, etc., verify employment. And that's back when you spoke to the supervisors and people that actually worked with the employee. Now, who actually worked with Louis DeJoy? I found somebody, that one person that commented on one of his .edu speeches or talks about how great he was to work for. And I look at that person's website and they're a gamer. I look at someone else that comments on one of the Facebook work groups, how he works in IT. And I look at his background and he's a gamer. So you can't really do background investigations just like you were able to. I mean, most professionals nowadays have their public education on file. So anyway, what I did was, I had high blood pressure and my normal doctor was not prescribing anything and went outside of my network, looked into, my issues, and I certainly feel a lot better contributing to notifying the general public what's happening with the mail. And you can basically find the news reports if you go onto YouTube. YouTube is the website that basically owned by Google that where these news channels are uploading their news reports. And so if you go onto YouTube, if you want to put in USPS and DeJoy, if you see 5-minute clips of all the representatives, I always look at REP and think it's Republican, but rep could be Republican, Democratic, or, you know, independent. If you see a 5-minute clip from Oversight, you will learn from many of our representatives that DeJoy has not paid attention to the last mile of delivery. He's pretty much business to business. He really has ignored the humans at the last mile. And as far as transparency, I think I mentioned before in a podcast, you can look up his wife, Aldona Vuz, Aldona Vuz, like Sam. And she's president of Institute of World Politics, where both of them spoke earlier this year. I don't know how any postmaster general has his politics. Just, you know, he put the name caller in the position of president in 2016 and was, you know, a part of getting him elected in 2020, which did not pan out. And while he was being questioned about transparency and the presidential election, he was putting in place the SNDC in Athens, Georgia, just in time for the Senate runoff election that Warnock won. Because after this whole blue box and everything issue, everybody just went and voted in person. So that's what I do. I always vote in person. I wait till the last minute because if there's, you know, something out there, the other shoe might drop, or I might learn, or someone might get hit by a car the day before election day. So I always tend to do it, you know, the last 10 minutes of the polls closing. But I am not affiliated with any party. I am nonpartisan, I guess you can call me, because no political party has come forward to save the post office, or at least if the plan is good, it shall work, correct? And is who has the plan? Are the specifics put in writing? And again, as you will see on USPS.com, if you just look at the homepage, look at, just watch those videos, if anything. And also look up, again, Dominic versus Louis DeJoy, DOMINICK versus Louis DeJoy, and bring up some of these issues at the next Board of Governors meeting. Now, the Board of Governors are the ones that can fire Postmaster Louis DeJoy. There used to be one email for a secretary named Elston that if you wanted to get a message to them, you email them. And so, if you do get a phone number and you leave a message there, record it so you could always share it with us. All right. I'm almost, I guess if you want to leave a message, or say you don't want to give your name, but you want to leave a message in general to the Board of Governors, I guess I can do a podcast specifically for them. So if you want to call 562-804-5625. That doesn't ring anywhere, but sometimes I can hear the phone number that it's you're calling from. So just use a restaurant phone number and call in, and just if you want to leave it anonymous. No cussing, please. No name calling, please. That's what's ruining America, is all of the name calling. So thank you for listening. Yes, I know what my stress is. It has not been removed, but I was an excellent employee with excellent attendance and a wonderful boss. And I'm just going to, you know, work better than before. So my QAs are great, and my boss gets high scores, well-deserved, and hopefully he'll get a bonus. How Postmaster General was ever bonused before this newfangled, you know, digital counter of non-delivered mail came up, I guess, in what, 2023. How he got bonus prior to that, if you looked on the original USPS OIG non-delivered, it said there were no national statistics on non-delivered mail, including stolen items, etc. Items never attempted. So I don't know how that happened, but I'm not the one with a degree in accounting. Oh, I do have an accounting section on NUSPS.com. What is concerning me now is the clerks and the money orders. Thank you. Have a great day.